First things first, though, time now to take a look at Morning Money with Quint Tatro. Good morning, Quint.
Good morning, Jack. It's actually Daniel this morning.
Daniel's back with us. All right, Daniel, I thought we had Quint here. Let me tell the folks, and you can help me, back me up here. Tatro Capital is now Jewel Financial, J-O-U-L-E, Jewel Financial. Can you give us just a quick rundown as to why that change occurred?
You bet. Nothing but a name change, really. Everything behind the scenes is the same, but we wanted to update the name and the brand to something a little bit more modern, a little bit more relevant, and as we grow, not something that was just Quint's name.
All right. Well, that's a good explanation. Tell us what's happening this morning.
You betcha. We got the stock indices are looking to open flat this morning. Not much movement there. There's not much move, not much news overnight, rather. But oil is off about 0.5% this morning, hovering just above that important $50 level. So we're going to be watching that as the day goes on. Now, as far as economic data goes, we got the ADP employment report out this morning at 8:15. Now, this is different from the monthly jobs number put out by the government on Friday, as this report is released by ADP, which processes payrolls for a vast amount of companies of all sizes around the nation. Now, the market is expecting to see a downtick in the number of jobs created as we roll from summer to fall. That's kind of normal. So as long as we're above 100,000 jobs created, the market shouldn't be concerned. And, hey, that's still job creation. That's good. Now, we also have Pepsi earnings on tap this morning. And it's one of the first big consumer staple stocks to report in this quarter, which just kicked off on Monday. Now, Pepsi's not necessarily a bellwether stock for the entire market, but it may give an indication to what the consumer staples sector can expect. Now, this sector is filled with large dividend-paying companies, Jack, such as Procter & Gamble, Walmart, Coca-Cola. And many of these companies have rallied significantly since the market bottom in 2009 as investors have searched for yield. So investors are going to be looking for clues that the trend is still intact as the Fed raises interest rates. As interest rates go up, people tend to move back out of dividend-paying stocks and into bonds.
How about a financial fact this morning, Daniel?
You bet. Well, since it's Pepsi's earnings day, let's talk about Pepsi. It's worth noting that the drink is coming up on its 125th birthday next year. Now, that's not too shabby, but the product we all know of Pepsi was actually first named, get this, Jack, Brad's Drink, after its creator, Caleb Bradham. Now, I'm not sure about you, but pass me a Brad's Drink. That just doesn't have the same ring to it, does it?
I have never heard that before. Very interesting. Hey, listen, have a great day. Appreciate it, Daniel.
You too. Thanks, Jack.
Bye-bye.